This is a reading of the document titled Questions Advanced. It is an individual activity and is part of the Looking Ahead lesson in the Natural Texas and Its People unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class, or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Part 1. The End of an Era. For 12,000 years on the land we now call Texas, American Indians had lived, worked, played, established communities, raised families, ran their governments, formed alliances, and fought their enemies. This era of Texas history was a time characterized by indigenous people living their lives without any influence from outside of the Americas. Then, on what probably seemed like any other November day in 1528, a group of American Indians along the coast encountered unknown people from a far-off place. This encounter set off a chain of events that would change Texas history forever. Question 1. Based on the context of the reading, what is the best definition of the term era? Repeating question 1. Based on the context of the reading, what is the best definition of the term era? Question 2. According to the passage, what are the primary characteristics of the era of Natural Texas and its people? Repeating question 2. According to the passage, what are the primary characteristics of the era of Natural Texas and its people? Question 3. According to the passage, what event ended the era of Natural Texas and its people? Repeating question 3. According to the passage, what event ended the era of Natural Texas and its people? Make a prediction. Who do you think these unknown people are? What do you think will be the outcome of this encounter? Part 2. Two worlds collide. In November of 1528, a group of Spanish explorers met members of the Carancagua tribe of the coastal plains. The Spanish men were shipwrecked, lost, and starving. One of the survivors, a man named Alvar Nunez Cabeza de Vaca, would later write a book about his experience. In his book, he detailed this first encounter between the Spanish and the indigenous people of Texas. Quote, "They saw that three Indians with bows and arrows were following and calling to him, while he did the same to them by signs. So he came to where we were, the Indians remaining behind, seated on the beach. Half an hour after, 100 Indian archers joined them, and our fright was such that, whether tall or little, it made them appear giants to us. They stood still close to the first ones, near where we were." End quote. The journey of Alvar Nunez Cabeza de Vaca and his companions from Florida to the Pacific, 1528 to 1536. The Portal to Texas History, University of North Texas. Vocabulary in context. 1. By signs. 2. Archers. 3. Fright. A. Being scared. Fear. B. Using hand motions to communicate. C. People using bows and arrows. Repeating. 1. By signs. 2. Archers. 3. Fright. A. Being scared. Fear. B. Using hand motions to communicate. C. People using bows and arrows. Comprehension questions. Question 1. How did the Spanish initially feel during this first encounter with the Carancagua, according to Cabeza de Vaca? Repeating question 1. How did the Spanish initially feel during this first encounter with the Carancagua, according to Cabeza de Vaca? Question 2. Circle or highlight evidence in the passage that supports your answer to the previous question. Why do you think the Spanish men felt this way? Repeating question 2. Circle or highlight evidence in the passage that supports your answer to the previous question. Why do you think the Spanish men felt this way? Question 3. We have no written account of this event from the Karankawa point of view. How do you think these early Texas people might have felt in this encounter? Explain your answer. Repeating question 3. We have no written account of this event from the Karankawa point of view. How do you think these early Texas people might have felt in this encounter? Explain your answer. Part 3. Another point of view. Imagine you were one of the Karankawa people who witnessed the unusual group of men arrive on your shores. How would you describe what you saw and experienced? How do you think you would feel? What thoughts would be going through your head? How do you think you would interact with these new people? Write your perception of the encounter below in at least 5 to 7 sentences. Repeating. Imagine you were one of the Karankawa people who witnessed the unusual group of men arrive on your shores. How would you describe what you saw and experienced? How do you think you would feel? What thoughts would be going through your head? How do you think you would interact with these new people? Write your perception of the encounter below in at least 5 to 7 sentences. This concludes the questions advanced for the Looking Ahead lesson.